So as we find ourselves here in this room, in this place, tuned into this field of magic that we have already co-created between us on our day, on our journey together. We're going to travel through the breath, through the body, through some visualization. And we'll take what we need from the practice. We felt already into the sensing of our breath, but we might return to that, especially if we've moved or we've left the room and come back. Feeling into that cyclical nature of the breath. The potentiality, the spring-like quality of the beginning of the inhale as it starts to fill us up into the full bloom of summer as we're full, expanded, open, radiant. And then that naturally passes into the autumn of letting go in the exhale, right into the depth of winter and that emptiness, which makes way again for the spring. So the breath naturally flows. There's nothing to hold on to, there's nothing to do. But we can bring our kind attention patiently back to the awareness of the breath, moving in and out of our body. The breath is our constant support and guide, but it's also not ours. We can't but let it go. And we make space in this letting go for what is new. What is ready to bloom again and release again. And the cycle continues, both on this micro scale of the breath, on the slightly larger scales of the seasons, on the larger scale of our lives, on many little scales within that. Every breath gives us the opportunity to practice for all these different aspects of our being human. Beginnings, bloomings, letting go and releasing, and death. Notice if you get caught in any part of it, but that's okay. We have another go, and another, and another, and another. The breath offers us endless opportunities to practice. But even though we're practicing, we're not practicing with that goal-orientated sense that we must get perfect, even that we need to get any better. Just every breath comes and goes. And with the breath as our guide, as this constant running through our practice that we can come back to again and again and again. We're going to move around the body with our awareness, and we're going to practice, if you would like to, placing a little intention at each part of the body that we meet. So it might simply be that the intention that you bring to each part of the body is compassion and kindness, acceptance of whatever we meet there. It might be that it feels really nice to visualize, on the theme of Bagalamukhi, the color yellow, placing the intention of clarity, clear awareness. So we might visualize placing a little golden light in each part of the body that we meet, so that our body becomes suffused with light. And we might feel this light expanding throughout our whole being. I'm going to invite you to begin at the beginning, at the center of your forehead, placing a little golden light at the center of your forehead. Placing a golden light in each of your eyes. In each of your ears. And your nostrils. And your mouth. Placing a golden light in the center of your throat. In the center of your chest. Your heart space. Placing a golden light in your left shoulder, your left inner elbow, the inner wrist, and in your palm, on the tip of your thumb, your index finger, middle finger, the ring finger, and the little finger. Feeling the golden light suffuse the whole of your hand, the whole of your arm, all the way up and over to your right shoulder, where you place a little golden light. In your inner elbow, your inner wrist, your palm, your thumb, index finger, middle finger, the ring finger, and your little finger. That golden light suffusing the whole of your right hand and your right arm, the whole of your chest, the whole of your neck and head. Drawing down to your belly, placing a little golden light at the center of your belly, your navel. Just above your pubic bone and down into the bowl of your pelvis. In your left hip, the back of your left knee, your left ankle, the sole of your foot, your big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and the little toe. The whole of your left foot suffused with this golden yellow light running up your leg, filling up your pelvis, filling up your belly, over to your right hip, the back of your knee, your ankle, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and the little toe. the whole of your right foot, your right leg, suffused with gold and yellow light. Both legs, both arms, the whole of your body, your neck, your head. This glowing yellow light. Just like your breath, you might notice the quality of this light within your body. Can you feel it expanding out to your skin, maybe even beyond your body? Perhaps it ebbs and flows. Perhaps it flickers or pulses. Perhaps it's really strong. Invite, with a sense of clarity and kindness, a sense of your whole being suffused with this yellow light. This light represents abundance and cleansing. We might invite this light, this clarity within ourselves, to immobilize anything we don't need any longer. Anything we are inviting to stop. Or even pause. And with this yellow light suffusing the whole of ourselves, I'd like to invite you to allow the yellow to evolve in whatever time it takes and whatever way that you visualize it to be so, to evolve into a deep violet color. Noticing how that changes. Does that change the physical sensation of being in your body, the breath? Does it change energetically? The whole of your legs, the whole of your arms, the whole of your torso, your head filled with this violet light, suffused with light, emitting light. This violet colour represents space. The space within you, the space around you, the space in the breath. Inviting you to hold yourself with real love within this space. You might visualize the violet light really solid around your heart. Really vibrant, holding and caressing your heart. Bringing space to your heart for what your heart needs. Expanding out to your whole self, every part of yourself held. You might hold within your attention, particularly the parts of yourself that you find really easy. Perhaps you visualize or draw into your mind images of times or spaces or instances where you feel absolutely at ease with yourself. I invite you kindly to notice if you get caught up in the story, thinking about, analyzing, and just to come back to the physical feeling in your body, in your breath, of holding the parts of yourself that you find easy. How does it feel viscerally? I'd like to invite you to bring into your attention and attention the parts of yourself that you are ambivalent to. When you're feeling a little meh, particular times or spaces might come into your mind. Perhaps you visualize or just get a physical sense of how that feels. Ambivalence. That color violet within the body, does that change? Do you feel it in particular parts of your body? Bringing into your attention any parts of yourself that you dislike or you find difficult or painful or challenging. Perhaps parts of yourself that you try or successfully do suppress or avoid. Can you allow these parts of yourself, both physically or visually, however they arise for you at this time, can you allow these parts of yourself to be suffused with this violet light? To be held within this space of acceptance and kindness. Can you bring together the sense of holding all these aspects of yourself? The parts of yourself that you like or find easy. The parts that you're ambivalent to. The parts that you dislike or find difficult. All parts of yourself, physically, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, on every level. Held within this space of kindness, held within this violet light emanating within you and around you. And from this place of connecting to all parts of ourselves, all aspects of ourselves, held lovingly, with pure acceptance and clarity, spaciousness. Visualize the violet light from within every part of your body expanding out. Maybe it blasts out your heart. Maybe it creeps out slowly. Maybe it expands and contracts a little or pulses. Expanding as you are able to allow it to expand. Out perhaps to commingle with the violet light emanating from the beautiful human who's lying next to you. Both on your right and your left. The person who's behind or in front of you. The person who's diagonal from you. The person who's the other side of the room from you. This violet light emanating from all of us. Clarity, space, loving kindness. Interweaving and intermingling between all of us, around us. If your own light is flickering and a little dim, you are held by the violet light of everybody else here who can. There is enough light to go round. There is more than enough light for all of us. And between us all, we can expand that light beyond this space. So you might visualize that violet light expanding out beyond this hall. Maybe like stars or meteors shooting out to the people who facilitated you being here today. To all the people you've ever met, all the people you have never met and will never meet. Back in time to all your ancestors. All of our ancestors, all of our teachers, all of our elders. Forwards in time to all of the people who follow, our own and others' children, generations we will never meet. This light of clarity, space, loving kindness, non-judgmental awareness. That light continues to shine out from each and every one of us. And it's not a contraction, but rather a refocusing of our attention around the space around our heart, feeling that violet light from everybody and everything reflecting back to your heart. Feeling yourself part of and held here, part of everything, part of everyone. Allowing that violet light to shift back into golden yellow. Feeling that golden yellow light suffusing the whole of your body. And then drawing that yellow light like it condenses, like it gains real volume and density. And draw it up into the upper palate of your mouth. Like you're sucking it in, all the goodness of that light, sucking it all in and up right into the top of your mouth. And then up into your forehead. Visualizing that yellow light forms a crescent moon shape on your forehead. The condensed version of that real expansion out, represented through this crescent light at your forehead. You might feel its warmth. You might feel the condensing of this yellow light into this crescent moon at your forehead. And perhaps we might all simultaneously hold the intention, I can hold paradox with clarity. You might repeat that internally 3 times to yourself. I can hold paradox with clarity. I can hold paradox with clarity. I can hold clarity, paradox with clarity, even when I can't speak. Coming back gently into your breath. A sense of how your breath is now. Feeling how your breath feels in your body. How your body feels with your breath. How your body feels in connection to the ground. And how your breath expands your body to filling the space, meeting the space around you. Coming to the point where the practice of yoga nidra is complete. But you can take all the time you need to start to move in whatever way your body needs to move, which may not be at all right now. Maybe slow and tiny movements. Maybe really big stretches. Allowing yourself to move in a way that's invited by your body now. Inviting any sighs, yawns that naturally come as you move. Only when you feel absolutely and genuinely ready. You might notice the paradox of, I know this means it's lunch, but I actually don't want to move. So you can find your peace with that in whatever way you can. And when you feel ready, you can gently, gently roll onto your side. Take some time there and come up from your side when you're ready. If you're not ready yet, there will still be lunch for you. It's not going to run out. There is enough. There is more than enough. And you can continue to take what you need. The practice of yoga nidra is now complete.